This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
World Environment Day, held annually on the 5th of June, brings together millions of people from across the globe, engaging them in the effort to protect and restore the Earth. This year marks the event's 50th anniversary. The theme for World Environment Day 2023 focuses on solutions to plastic pollution under the campaign Beat Plastic Pollution. And to talk to us more about this, we are joined on the line by Dr. Richard Munang, UNEP Regional Climate Change Coordinator for Africa. Dr. Munang, good afternoon and thank you for joining us on Africa Update. Dr. Munang, tell us more about the significance of World Environment Day and why it is important to address plastic pollution in particular.
Yeah, thanks again. And the topic, the theme for the World Environment Day, Beat Plastic Pollution, could not be any timelier, because this theme reminds us of an insightful African proverb which says that even the lion protects himself against flies. And what this tells us is that no matter how capable we may be, some risks are simply unbeatable by individual effort. Just take a second and reflect on this, right? We may spend hefty amounts of money to live in clean neighborhoods, far from the nearest open dump site where waste, including plastic, is regularly burned to release toxic fumes. But the next delicious fish meal we eat in the name of healthy eating may less with traces of microplastics. Because speaking today, the world globally is seeing 430 million tons of plastic get into the environment each and every year. And out of these, 10 million tons are getting into our oceans. That literally means one garbage truck of plastic every minute getting to our oceans. And this is costing not just the environment, but it's also bringing economic costs, because in 2019 alone, the lifetime cost to society, to the environment, and the economy of plastic produced just in 2019 was estimated to be $3.7 trillion. And on top of that, what is even mind-boggling is that the environmental cost in this case is coming when the continent of Africa actually produces only 6% of the global plastics, which means that 94% is not necessarily from Africa. But at the same time, the continent of Africa, with a growth in plastics, have seen this gone up 150% in 6 years. And so the proliferation of plastics comes as a significant cost to the health of people, to the health of the planet, and our economies, and the urgent need to curtail this escalating risk cannot be overstated, and is the motivation behind this year's theme, Beat Plastic Pollution.
Now, what are some of the innovative solutions and initiatives that have been successful in reducing plastic pollution that we can focus on to sort of improve the crisis that we're facing?
Yeah, very important question. The reality is that when you look across the entire world, last week, the United Nations Environment Programme released a report titled Turning Off the Tap, which clearly showed that if the world was to reuse, recycle, and reorientate, as well as diverse, we are going to reduce plastic on the planet Earth by 80% in the next 17 years from today. But more importantly, that will create up to 700,000 jobs. And at the same time, it's going to reduce emissions by 25%. These actions actually need three different ways to happen. And some of them are already happening. It needs a transboundary approach, whereby what is produced in Global North ends up in Global South. As we're speaking, Africa and Asia, India waters now have 90% of plastic that is choking marine life. And then it means that from a legislative perspective, the negotiations on plastic treaty that are facilitated by UNEP, as we speak today, will result in a global treaty that will then help countries to further reinforce plastic legislation. The second aspect, which is very, very important, is that of opportunities. Because going beyond legislation, there are already young people across the continent that are actually from North to Central, Western Africa, and Southern Africa that are turning plastic into alternatives, plastics to apparel, plastic to pavement tires that are replacing blocks that are concrete blocks that are used for buildings. These are opportunities, but governments need to provide targeted incentives that can then be able to provide tax breaks for these initiatives that young people are driving. And more importantly, also close the gap in skills by integrating educational within educational curriculum, skills retooling and plastic opportunities that can actually be leveraged to turn plastic waste into plastic wealth. And that is what we're seeing, and this is what can be built on. We are even seeing some governments that are actually taking off VAT tax exemptions for plastic recycling enterprises. That is excellent. This should be expanded. We are also seeing governments that are actually incentivizing businesses to invest in plastic recycling by reducing taxes and at the same time even giving them tax breaks and tax holidays. That is a very important welcome area. But I think the last point that really needs to be focused on is that in the African continent today, when you look holistically, the reuse of plastic is an opportunity and the recycling is an opportunity. Why? Africa only recycles 6% of plastics, and that means 94% is an opportunity for investment. And therefore, companies and businesses can be able to tap into the $1.27 trillion, which as per the UNEP report, shows that if there is recycling, reusing, and reorientation and diversification, $1.27 trillion opportunities will be created, as well as 700,000 jobs.
Now, Dr. Munang, as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of World Environment Day, highlight some of the achievements very briefly in the past five decades in terms of environmental protection and what more needs to be done to create a sustainable future.
Absolutely. There have been a lot that has happened. If I just start with the Global Climate Change Agreement, called the Paris Agreement, that was adopted by the global community on December 2015 in Paris. Today, every country have ratified the Paris Climate Change Agreement, meaning that there is now a common framework in which negotiation happens and in which actions can be taken. But more importantly, every country have what is called the nationally determined contribution, which is very simple climate change actions to reduce emissions, to ensure efficient energy can be achievable by everybody, electric mobility, sustainable agriculture. And every country, and more so the African continent, all countries have developed those plans, and they have even revised them to increase ambition. That is one. When you look the process of negotiations on the climate front, and then it comes to the biodiversity loss, which is costing the world and is actually a planetary crisis. In December 2022, the communities of nations did adopt what is called the Global Biodiversity Framework in Montreal. And these help countries to have a common framework in which they can be able to protect not just biodiversity, but also create opportunities that can incentivize protection of biodiversity and utilization of services that biodiversity provides to grow economies. And within still last year, the world came together under the United Nations Environment Assembly 5.2 and adopted a resolution that actually gave birth to what we're discussing today, the Plastic Treaty, a resolution that resulted to developing a legally binding agreement that keep plastic in the economy, not in our ecosystem, not in our rivers, not in our lakes. And these are achievements that have resulted to what is currently ongoing now called the International National Negotiation Committee, which will result into an agreement by next year.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.